Mike Walkoff is with the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, a massive VA initiative which includes the VA for Vets Hiring Fair, VA Open House, and the National Small Business Conference and Expo is coming to the Cobo Center. And Mike's on the other end of our line. Mike, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tell us what you do for the VA.
Well, I'm actually the Detroit events coordinator for the VA, so I'm the person here in Michigan that is doing all the coordination of the three events.
All right, this is a huge, huge deal with three events total, as you mentioned. Tell us about it.
It really is a unique situation having all three of these at the same time in the same place. I'll just quickly describe what what it is that we have going on. We have a small business conference, which enables veterans who own small businesses to come in and meet with a lot of the procurement decision makers that they'll be dealing with in terms of bidding for contracts. We have many federal agencies represented. There's 250 decision makers from the VA, another 250 from the Department of Defense. Plus, we have representatives from many of the major many of the major corporations in this area. And if you go to the Small Business Conference, you actually would sit down in small groups and actually talk with these decision makers to find out what are the factors that influence them in terms of awarding a contract. And what we're finding is when we did it last year in New Orleans, we found that people who made contacts there had a very good opportunity to be competitive for the next job that was, for the next bidding that was that took place. The second thing we have going is the open house, which is an opportunity for veterans, their spouses, their caregivers to come in and learn all about the benefits that that they have earned in the service. We have great benefits in this country, but if veterans don't know about them, then they're not really providing the what they were supposed to do. So the open house enables them to learn all about not just the medical benefits, but the GI Bill, the home loan program, compensation. The state of Michigan has a lot of benefits. The state of Ohio is going to be there. There are nonprofits that are going to be there, all explaining all the benefits that they have for veterans. And the last thing that we're, the last event that's taking place at the same time, is the hiring fair. And this really is a unique, situation in that we have over 20,000 jobs that, have been, committed by not only federal agencies, but many, many, employers in the private sector. And we're getting veterans to register in advance so we can look at their resume. Do a qualifications analysis of it. In other words, try to figure out what jobs are they best for, get them to the employers, and have the interview set up so that when they show up at Cobo on the 26th of June, they're already set up for interviews. And many of those employers have committed to saying, we'll hire on the spot if we find somebody that we're looking, that we like and we want to hire. So it's really a great opportunity for all three of these events to take place at the same time.
How many vets are you expecting to attend all three events?
We're expecting up to 10,000 veterans to come to one of the three conferences. As a matter of fact, many of them will go to all three.
Why did you choose Detroit?
Well, Detroit was chosen for a couple reasons, but one in particular was the high unemployment rate among veterans here in Michigan. The unemployment rate for veterans in Michigan is actually significantly higher than what the national average is. And if you look at within a, say, 300 or 400 mile radius of Detroit, you have a very, very large number of unemployed veterans in that area. So we felt Detroit would be a great place to conduct this hiring fair, where we would have all these jobs that are available to those veterans.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, in addition, in terms of the small business conference, there's a lot of corporations in this area, and they've been very, very supportive of the small business conference. For example, the big three automakers are having sort of their own conference within a conference where they we will highlight a lot of the types of contracting and subcontracting that goes on in the automotive industry. So there are a lot of good reasons to be in Detroit.
Are vets career ready?
Well, it's a great question, and some are and some aren't. And the ones that are will be the ones that we're going to be able to set up interviews for immediately. But there's some that aren't, some whose resume maybe needs some work or they don't have a resume, that type of a thing. And we have a large number of counselors that are available to work with veterans to get their resumes in shape to the point where they can now send them to employers. We're also going to have people working with them on interview skills. How do you take an interview? How do you impress an employer? How do you translate the skills that you had in the military into civilian terms? That's a really big topic. A lot of veterans come out and they're very, very skilled, but the private sector doesn't understand what they did in the military. And we're going to be working on that also.
From what I understand, there are a lot of veterans who are looking for help to get into school, to find jobs, to find funding. As you know, there are a lot of veterans in Michigan that are homeless, that are in jail, that are helpless, if you will. But there are ways for them to get help. There is money out there. There is programs. But it's a challenge to get to those programs. You have to wait a long time if you call on the phone. There are very few centers in the state for these vets to get to. What can you tell us about this, and how can we help those vets?
Well, it's a great question. And what I would say to you is that's really the whole purpose of the open house, because there are some incredible benefits that are available, but many veterans just don't know about them. We're not as accessible as we'd like to be, and we need to improve that. But besides that, a lot of times veterans just don't know that they've earned these incredible benefits. And by coming to the open house, they're going to be able to be in one place at one time where all of those benefits are there, you know, for them to see, for them to learn how to get involved, for them to sign up for benefits, so that we'll be able to get in touch with them. That's really the whole purpose of the open house, exactly to answer the question that you asked.
Mike Walkoff is with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. I also know that there's a big push to get these vets pre-registered, because that would help you get them all the help that they're looking for.
Yeah, that's particularly for the hiring fair, because, again, if we have some time to look at their resumes, if you send your resume in, if you pre-register, you will get a call from us within 2 days. And somebody will say to you, okay, I've got your resume here, this looks really good, or it's good, but I think you can strengthen it in a couple places. They'll work with the person now so that we can have the final product, give it to the employers they're going to be at the hiring fair, and get those interviews set up for the day that they show up at COBO.
Now, I know you have the capacity for more than 6,000 veterans. There's 19,000 jobs plus across the nation. How many of those jobs would you like to fill? How many vets would you like to get employed by the time this weekend is over?
Well, I'd love to fill, as I say, it's over 20,000 at this point, and I'd like to fill every one of them if we could. The jobs are all kinds of jobs, in terms of whether they're technical, administrative, clerical. There's all types of jobs. They're all over the place. Some are national jobs. About 20% of them, about over 5,000, are in Michigan. Many of them are in northern Ohio. Some are in Indiana. But there are a lot of the bigger companies have jobs that are anywhere in the country. So there's really a lot of choice and a lot of opportunity for veterans. So we would like to fill every one of those jobs if we could.
All right, Mike, one last time, give us the dates, the times of the event, and where vets can go for more information.
Thank you. The date is June 26th to 28th. It's at the COBO Center. And to get more information, go on to www.nationalveteransconference.com, and all the information will be there for all three events.
All right, Mike, let's talk again. We'll be in touch with you. Let's talk again next week so that we can help you get the word out.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.